Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Experience Better Lifestylist podcast with me, your host, Paige. So we are on episode 72, and this is a little different for me because I am recording this at night, and typically I record my podcast during the morning or afternoon, but I was reading Welcome Home by Nijwa Zibian, and she was talking about reputation and how reputation was constructed basically to shame women and to, you know, kind of keep them down and kind of be able to use something against them per se. And she was just talking about her experience. Her reputation and her worth are not intertwined, and I'm probably not very well paraphrasing this, but it's on my heart. I started thinking about this and I was like, oh my gosh, you have to talk about it. You got to talk about it. I was like, all right. So I stopped reading and I was like, all right, let's get into it and let's record this episode. So we are going to be talking about reputation versus character and why character to me holds all the weight in the world and reputation is a whole different thing. I feel like especially as women, reputation is used, like it's weaponized. It's weaponized against us. Because when you think about reputation, it tends to have a negative connotation. At least that has been my experience with it. And I know so many women who have been challenged and struggle with what people think about them. Like, who hasn't, at least at some point in their life, was concerned about what someone thought about them? Which, let's just start out by, what others think about you is absolutely none of your business. And once you learn that, a whole different switch happens. But here's the deal. I can tell you that I definitely struggled with, especially being a former people pleaser, recovering people pleaser, whatever you want to call it, because we're, you know, healing is a journey. I definitely struggled with what people thought about me at a point in my life. So much so to the point where I wanted to fit in so bad that I made some really poor decisions. And this is just kind of like one of those kind of hee-hee giggle throwback way back when about like fitting in and caring what people thought. I don't like chocolate really. I have never really been a chocolate person. Now, like if I have chocolate, it's like a Reese's, like peanut butter chocolate. I'm not big into like, let's have like a brownie. Not my thing. But anyway, in kindergarten, I didn't want to be considered weird because I already felt kind of like I stood out being mixed and not being surrounded very much by any other races really. And someone brought in those Hostess, oh my gosh, what are they, like the Hostess swirl, like they have like the white filling in them. I can picture them so perfectly. They have like the white filling in them and then like it's like a Swiss roll. I think that's what's called, Swiss roll. And I knew I didn't like it. I knew it wasn't my thing. But I didn't want to be labeled as weird because I cared about fitting in and what people thought. And when I tell you, I choked that down through tears and being like, it's so good. And then ended up going to the bathroom and throwing up for the first time ever at school. Granted, I was only in kindergarten, but like, oh, it was so bad. So to even know in kindergarten, it was just like kind of like this weight of like caring what your classmates thought about you. And like, I'm very aware of it now. Very aware of like how that is instilled, especially in young girls and us women at a very early age, to care what others think about us. And gosh, it is something different. I'm here to tell you though, I am at a point in my life, especially now being 30 and the last 6 years of really like focusing and working on myself and healing through things and so on, I don't give a damn what people think about me. Because that's your reputation. And your reputation is built on projections, perceptions, assumptions, the lens of the way people view their personal belief systems. So it really doesn't hold any value. Because someone could have the most amazing experience with you, right? And someone else could have a poor experience. The same person who had an amazing experience with you, they wouldn't have those two experiences. They don't work together. They don't mesh together. And that's why a reputation can be built off of anything. People can spin stories, say anything about you to basically assassinate your reputation and what people think about you. And when I realized that, I care way more about my character. And to me, what character means is what your heart holds, what you do behind closed doors, the way you treat people, what God knows about you, the way you do things with, in like what intention you have in the way you move through life, the way you show up for people, the way you show up for yourself. Your character is what holds the weight. It's why I have also been so okay with being silent. Because my character, if you truly know me and you've truly been around me, spent time with me, holds way more weight. Whether people have said something good or bad, I know who I am. And we go back to knowing who you are. Like, you know the values you possess. You know where you're going. You know your intentions. You know what's true and untrue. And I think when you get to that point in your life where you realize, I care about my character. I care about what I know to be true about me versus what other people might perceive of me or the way they view the world or the experiences that they've had shaped the beliefs that they now have about you. Because people can really only meet you at the level that they're at. And if who you are shines so bright and it irritates their demons, because that tends to happen, to them, you're going to have a bad reputation. Because you're bringing out something in them that they don't like. It's that projection. I think there is so much worth saying when it comes to someone's character. Because there's also a difference between someone making a mistake and it truly being a character flaw, where that really is who they are. Because your character really is who you are. And that can be good or bad, depending on what traits you exhibit and what truly is at your soul and in your heart. Your character can be flawed as well. But reputation, oh my gosh. Just thinking about how many, especially like teenage years, like how many projections I even made on people based on my own experiences and based on my own beliefs and how I was raised and that shame, blame type of mentality. It's so ugly. Like, it's so ugly. I've found way more of my people with being me and allowing myself to love all the parts of me than I have ever tried to fake it till you make it, or trying to fit in, or caring what other people think. Because caring, ooh, quote time. You guys know I love a good quote. The best weight you can ever lose is the weight of other people's opinions. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with like what people think about you and your reputation. People are going to interpret what you do how, like, through their lens. Say, like, as women, oh my goodness, the worst thing, oh, when someone's reputation, like, they're promiscuous. And I think about that now as a 30-year-old woman about being promiscuous. Who's to say that about someone? That's based on someone else's beliefs. There are people who 1000% believe in women's being able, like sexuality, being able to express their sexuality without judgment, and who they're with and who they're not with and all of that stuff. Like it's nobody's business. But that was like the number one thing to throw into a girl's face was that, oh, she's promiscuous. She's too flirty. Oh, it was, oh, ooh, just thinking about, ooh, they're like bringing that stuff really, that projection. And I think about even me, like, where would that come from for me? That was built in the belief system that I was raised. You weren't supposed to have any type of sexual relations until you were married. That's a belief system. And if I project that belief system onto another woman, and then I'm saying she has a bad reputation because she's promiscuous or she chooses to own her sexuality and do her own thing with whoever she chooses to do with, like, that's a me problem. It's not the other woman's problem. And I think so many times, too, when someone can't get you to react, like, let's say that your character, it holds weight. You have a very positive character. You've had very positive experiences with people. You operate from a place of integrity. And that irritates someone's spirit. That irritates someone's demons, right? So because they can't attack your character, they try to attack your reputation by trying to spin something about you to try to slander your character. Now, the people who really know you and who care to know you or who are objective will be able to see right through things like that. Now, people who are looking to find flaws in you will absolutely go ahead and adopt the quote-unquote reputation that someone may say or someone may have. When I was reading in Welcome Home tonight, it just really caught my attention so much, because being at a place where I don't care. I didn't think I'd ever get to a place where I really didn't care what someone else thought of me. And I think I operate even better now that I don't care, because I'm not trying to fit into spaces that I don't belong or squeeze into conversations just to be able to have something to talk about. It feels better over here. It feels healed over here. Because I also realize that someone who has good character, they tend to judge a lot less. They tend to be a lot more empathetic. They tend to be more open. They tend to not want to be in the gossip, the drama, the talking about other people's decisions. Like, they just want to be. And I think that now that is such a positive character trait. If I have ever seen a woman walk away from talking poorly about another woman, I'm like, I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend. Because people fight so many battles. Like, you don't know. You may think you know, but you have no idea. You have no idea. So then to take your assumptions, judgments, projections, and put them, and then define another woman's reputation that way, or anyone's reputation that way, like, it just gives me as the kids say, the ick. Like, it just gives me the ick. But yeah, so this is just a reminder that, I know this was a little all over the place, but it's on my heart. I gotta bring it to y'all. But this is just a reminder that whatever people think about you is none of your business. And two, your character is what matters. What's inside your heart and how you conduct yourself and carry yourself and the intentions that you have when you do things. That's what matters. Not the way that someone perceives them or tries to spin them and then make it your reputation. So I hope there is something valuable in here. I hope that this resonated with some other people who have suffered from worrying about what other people think or their reputation, or at some point having a quote unquote bad reputation, you're not alone. I mean, so many people have been there, especially us as women. Like, throw that judgment out the door, work on yourself, heal yourself, hold yourself to a high standard of character that feels like a positive and good place to operate from. And mama, you are doing just fine. Just fine. Sending love and light always. The Experience Better Life.